about. Colin's talking about his feelings.
Some content may not be suitable for all listeners. Listener discretion advised.
Annabelle showed me this TikTok earlier, and it was like, what if we just created a new government without telling anybody in the old government and just letting that old government become like a political nursing home? Where we just think that they're in charge. We let them think that they're in charge. It's like a memory care unit. You let them think they're in charge. Yeah. Give them, you know, 3 meals a day, wipe their butts. They'll be fine. Oh boy, welcome back.
Welcome back. Episode 69.
We're in a basement.
We are in a basement.
Colin has been very excited about this episode.
Okay.
He begged me for it.
That was because I was drunk.
Okay, Colin
and
was...
And then afterwards, I was like, I don't know what I'm going to talk about.
Yeah, Colin was
like, what am I going to talk about?
Fucking drunk. But Colin begged me for episode number 69, and I gave it to him, which is why you heard me two times in back to back. That's why you heard me back to back the last two episodes. I'm a two-timing low-life bitch.
What does that even mean? I've heard that before, but...
Two-timing?
Yeah.
You're just a liar, two-faced.
Ah.
Wait.
What?
It's so nice. Am I dumb? Doing it twice.
Two-timing.
I thought two-timing was like you're a cheater, because you're with two people at once.
Oh.
That makes more sense, but... Hold on. I just find it derogatory, so...
You're welcome.
Thanks. Are you Googling?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Pancake is throwing a goddamn fit, dude. She's pissed.
And her toy. It literally just went 5 feet.
Pancake is a dog, by the way. She is in the room. She is on the bed. I will be self-conscious forever because of what our guest said to me.
Also, that strange voice off in the distance is Annabelle.
Yeah.
She is Sierra's roommate, yep. And she joins us as a peanut gallery
yep.
in our episodes.
Sometimes she's a fact checker, and sometimes she's literally fucking useless. So it really depends on the day.
What's up? Most of the time that I'm useless, but does a deceiver be unfaithful to a lover or spouse?
You two-timing, dirty,
cheating ass,
low-life, fucking bitch-ass ass. You bitch-ass ass. Ass.
Exactly.
Oh, boy. Well,
Yeah, so we're here.
We're here at episode 69, and I'm so excited, and hope it's... fucking nasty. Just like 69ing is. Think about the concept of 69ing. Nasty, bro. Nasty.
Oh, we'll talk about it. Ugh. Annabelle told me when I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. She's like, if you don't talk about sexed, I'm killing you. Sexed?
Sexed. One sexed. This one sexed, you have to talk about it.
I don't know if she said I'm killing you, but something along those lines.
It was a threat, for sure.
It might have been, I'll eat your brains out.
Yeah, it was for sure a threat. I can tell you that much.
Yeah, so this is me protecting myself. This is my protection episode.
This is it. This is when the Virgo and the Aries actually clash.
If I talk about sex, Annabelle can't kill me ever. That's the rules.
No take backs. No take backs.
Let's do it. Wait, let me buckle. Shh.
It's time. The seatbelt is buckled. Time. We have to go now.
69. Ah, a magical number.
Oh, yes.
But what is it? 69 is a group of sex positions in which two people align themselves so that each person's mouth is near the other person's genitals, each simultaneously performing oral sex on each other. Cosmopolitan magazine describes it as the sexual equivalent of a cold shower. Quote, oral sex on its own is perfect and great, and nothing about it needs to change. And yet, there are folks in this world who look at that perfectly nice thing and think, this is great, but what if everyone is doing it at the same time? And from my experience, usually it's pretty lame. It's overrated
as hell.
It
sucks. It sucks. Okay, I haven't said a word in a minute because I hate 69ing sucks. As a small person in this world,
yeah,
it's a bunch of baloney.
Yeah. Well, if you had two small people, it would work.
That's what you think. I've dated short dudes. Ain't working.
Okay. It's also, like, regardless of height, it's going to diminish the
Yeah, like, no,
the quality of whatever's going on.
I get nothing from that.
It's you like, know what I mean? It's like texting and driving. You're going to be bad at both.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. You're going to be bad at giving and receiving.
Yeah.
And it's just, you're both just kind of beating up each other, you
know?
It's
just like uncomfortable, but it's like, ugh, 69.
Yeah,
like,
ooh.
Who's actually into that? Somebody. Somebody does it for fun.
A lot of white dudes, probably. That's just my experience.
I do have to say that...
Oh, God. If my mom is listening to this, I'm going to shoot myself.
Does she listen?
No, but God, could you imagine? Could you imagine if any of our... Oh, your family.
She probably doesn't know what 69 is.
Your family's going to listen to this. Oh, nope, never mind. Never. You want to hear something crazy? Okay, hang on. This is sex related. Okay, so over the weekend, I saw my brother, right? My brother and I are 12 and a half years apart. We have different dads. And I was asking my brother about what his childhood was like. Like, what was it like growing up with my dad as his stepdad and, like, you know, learning about going back and forth between two divorced parents and stuff. Like, I was not aware of it. I was a tiny, stupid child. Anyways, he was like, yeah, I heard the night you were conceived. And I said, oh, no. Oh, God. So he was downstairs, 12 and a half.
It's a family affair.
And mom and dad were
doing it.
Getting their
Sierra
bone
was
on.
Shooting into mom.
Ew. Oh, I don't like this.
And her brother
episode.
Was downstairs. You brought that tidbit up.
I didn't mean to, but like, I just.
That's funny.
Like,
wow.
I'm so sorry, Evan. I'm so sorry that you had to hear that. Damn. I'm sorry that I was the consequence of that as well. Because, like, now you got to lose.
Now
sister.
You got to remember it.
Yeah.
And now forever. It's on the internet forever. It's recorded history.
And he likes the Joe Rogan podcast. Will the Joe Rogan podcast say that?
Huh? Probably not.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it's a lot harder if you both have dicks, oral sex.
I can only imagine.
69ing. And I don't know. Maybe it's better if you both have vaginas. I wouldn't know. But I know that one vagina makes it easier.
You ever?
So.
What?
It's hard with two dicks, but it might be easier with two vaginas. Is that true? 69ing?
You think I have the answer to this question?
I don't know. You dated a girl. That's all I know.
It's two different things.
Okay.
One's a cake, one's a pie.
Yeah.
One's a stick and one's a hole.
One's a donut hole.
One's a donut and one's a long john.
I've never understood why they call it donut hole.
Because
it's the hole of the donut. It makes
but
the hole.
But it's literally not.
So what do you... But it is.
Colin, look at me. So no. When they make the donut, it is a full circle of dough. They have to cut the hole in the middle out of it. And so
how is it perfectly round?
They shape them. What do you mean?
Not the donut. The donut hole.
Because they cut it out with like a little
tucker. Little tube.
But
like
it's
a
perfectly
little...
spherical.
Yeah, a
and
little tube. Like
and
a...
then they fry them.
But imagine they're perfect like little balls.
Yeah.
How? Okay.
Well, okay, listen. The donut holes that you're probably thinking of are processed and manufactured. So they're not
so
going to look like
fake
donut
holes. I don't
but
know
like,
that I've ever had real donut holes.
They look I think like it's... the center of a donut fried. Like, I don't know what you want from me.
I don't.
My mind is blown.
I don't understand who's not grasping what here. Because I both understand.
I'm not grasping the hole.
I both understand where you're coming from. But I do not want to mediate this. And I do not want to explain anything.
I don't want to explain donut holes on this podcast.
I don't want to. It's going to turn into a it's going to be the fighting. Great donut debacle of 22, man.
Well, we're going to start talking about whether you should shampoo yourself first.
Oh my God. No, we've done this. I'm okay.
You said I was right anyways.
You are right anyways. Anyways. So you're probably right about this whole donut thing anyways.
How did we get there? We were talking
fucking
about
Britannica in the corner.
Just go back to where you were.
Yes, great. Okay.
69.
Colin hates sex. Now what? We're going back to the year 1969, 53 years ago at the time we record this episode.
Yes.
As someone who was born after 1969, I've always been amazed. So much seems to have happened in 1969. Like, so much.
Like, we faked the moon landing.
Yeah. And Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams. Kind of a banger.
In the summer of 60. Sorry.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Here's a little sampling of the year 1969.
Give it to me.
January 20th. Richard Nixon is sworn in as the 37th president of the United States. January 30th, the Beatles give their last public performance.
Oh my God.
February 9th, the first Boeing 747 is flown.
You said, I'm going to take you through a little bit, or like, what did you say? Something about snacks.
A little sampling.
A little sampling. I feel like I'm like sampling charcuterie boards of just like...
different things that
things
happened.
That have happened in the year. And you said Richard Nixon, and I went, ooh.
Ew.
I do not
spicy
want...
spicy potato.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
And then you said, what was the next one? The Beatles. I fucking hate the Beatles.
Well, they had their last public performance.
Thank God.
March 10th, James Earl Ray pleads guilty to assassinating Martin Luther King Jr.
Okay.
And he later retracts this guilty plea.
Oh, my God.
May 15th, Robert Rayford, a teenager, dies in St. Louis, Missouri of a baffling medical condition. It wasn't until 1984 that Robert's death was identified as the earliest confirmed case of HIV/AIDS in North America.
Okay.
June 17th, Boris Spassky defeats Tigran Petrosyan to become the world chess champion in Moscow.
Aww.
June 22nd, the Cuyahoga River catches on fire for a couple of minutes. That's actually what started this, because I was researching the Cuyahoga River fire, yeah. And I was like, 1969, this comes up a lot.
Mm-hmm. 69.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny.
June 28th, the Stonewall Riots break out in New York City,
yep.
Igniting the queer liberation movement within the United States.
Period.
July 20th, Apollo 11 lands on the moon and Neil Armstrong takes the first step onto the moon's surface, allegedly.
Allegedly. Thank you.
August 8th, photographer Ian McMillan takes the Beatles photo crossing Abbey Road. Also early August, the Manson family murders the Tate and LaBianca families in Los Angeles, California.
Ugh.
August 15th through 18th, the Woodstock Festival is held in New York. September 13th, Scooby-Doo airs its first episode on CBS.
What?
Right.
Scooby-Doo came out in 1969. Yes. That's so fucking funny.
Isn't that crazy?
I love that. So good.
October 11th. Oh. September 26th.
September 11th.
No, 26th.
I know, you said October 11th, and I was like, no, September.
Freudian slip, question mark?
Oops.
The Beatles released their Abbey Road album.
Ugh, boo. Nobody cares.
The second worst thing in history after 9/11.
God.
October 11th, the Zodiac Killer shoots a taxi driver as their last known murder.
Hell yeah.
November 10th, Sesame Street airs its first episode.
What?
Yeah.
This sounds fun. I want to go.
I want to go to the year,
too. I want to go to 1969. I want to see them.
They have Nixon. They have AIDS.
They have really good moon technology, mm-hmm. allegedly. They have...
And my dad. He was one.
Your dad?
Yeah.
My mom was 14. And my dad was also 14 in 1969.
Nice.
Anyways.
November 15th, the first location of Wendy's opens in Columbus, Ohio.
Fuck yeah!
And some important people were born in 1969.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Bateman,
mm-hmm.
Jennifer Aniston,
mm-hmm.
Dave Grohl,
mm-hmm.
Marilyn Manson,
mm-hmm.
Chaz Bono, Cher's
mm-hmm.
son,
mm-hmm.
Mariah Carey,
mm-hmm.
Paul Rudd. Wes Anderson, Tucker Carlson, David Boreanaz, who I want to rail every day of my life.
Who?
David Boreanaz.
I don't know who that is.
He played the partner to Bones and Bones.
Oh,
Temperance Brennan.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, man. Ice Cube.
Oh, period.
Peter fucking Dinklage, Ken Jeong, Jack fucking Black, Tyler Perry, Zach Galifianakis, which I don't actually know what he's ever done, but I love his fucking name. Like, best name ever.
Da da da, whatever. Da, na, na.
That's him?
He's mentioned in that song.
Yeah.
I woke up with a strange tattoo. Not sure how I got it. Not a dollar in my pocket, but it kind of looks just like you. Mixed with Zach Galifianakis.
I said, Jack. Ha! Oops. Gwen Stefani.
Period.
And Trey Parker, just to name a few.
Who's Trey Parker?
He's the South Park guy.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, but fucking snooze alert. Who fucking cares who was born in 1969? I mean, I do. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, that was fun. I had a good time.
Let me tell you a different story, though.
Okay.
Mun 4 story.
Okay.
More fun story. It's 1762.
Okay.
We're in
Wow. Wait. Hang on a second. You didn't even tell me. We're just here now? Like, you didn't even...
Just poof. It's 69 like, and then even... suddenly it's 1762.
We didn't even get in the fucking time machine. I was in 1969.
Yeah, those were all dreams.
Richard Nixon was there and he had AIDS.
You're in France and you have a dream while you're asleep and it's the year 1969.
I wake up and I go, You guys. You have no idea what's about to happen.
Literally. So we're in Marcourt-Rendau, France.
Okay.
Anne-Elizabeth Lehaye and Pierre Terwanye welcome a baby girl into the world.
Welcome, baby.
Named Anne-Joseph Terwanye.
Okay.
Mom dies immediately after Anne-Joseph was born.
Okay, Anne-Joseph. Yeah. Ugh, God, we're doing those names again from that fucking book.
Well, they're French spelling, so... Anne-Joseph.
Oh, we're still copying that book, though. That big, long one.
Yep.
Okay. Right. Sorry.
So, mom dies. Mm-hmm. So, it's just Anne Joseph. We'll call her AJ, her mm-hmm. two brothers, and her dad. Mm-hmm. But dad sends AJ to live with her aunt mm-hmm. in Liège.
All right.
Her aunt enrolls her in a convent school. And a year later, her aunt marries... and stops paying for AJ's school.
No.
So AJ moves back to her aunt's house.
Okay.
There she's forced to be a housemaid and to take care of her aunt's kids.
That sucks.
Yeah. AJ does not like it.
Yeah. We neither.
Do not like. So she flees back to her dad's place.
Dad.
But that situation is just as bad.
Dad.
Her dad had remarried and her evil stepmother treated her like trash.
Is this Cinderella?
Basically, but different. Oh, okay. A lot different. Oh. There's just a stepmother that's evil.
Oh, got it. Okay.
That's the only link.
Good enough for me. Tell you what, it's all conspiracy.
Yeah. So, she hates this. She travels with one of her brothers to Zurich to stay with some of her father's relatives.
Mm-hmm.
That's not any better.
Okay.
She's overworked there, too.
Yeah.
So, she tries moving back to her aunt's.
Mm.
She's still treated like trash there. Just, like, getting tossed around.
Ugh.
So, she decides...
Poor girl, man.
Right? Fuck it. If my family won't love me, I'll do this shit on my own.
Yeah, girl. Independence.
On my own. Pretending cows beside me.
Yeah.
AJ learns to herd cows. Then becomes a seamstress.
What?
Hates the seamstress life.
Yeah.
So she moves in with a different aunt.
Okay. We're just picking and choosing aunts now.
She's just ping-ponging around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ping-ponging around.
One day, AJ meets a woman. This woman asks her to come to Antwerp to take care of her daughter. On the road, the woman abandons AJ. Like, they're going back to this place that she's going to work for this lady. And she's just like, fuck off.
This random lady was like, hey, I need help with my kid. You want to help me? And she was like, yeah, I ain't got nothing else going on. And she just went with her.
Yeah.
And then homegirl took off into the forest, never to be seen again.
Exactly. I don't know.
AJ's like, what the fuck, dude?
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
But...
walk all the way back.
Right. Another lady named Madame Colbert approaches her and asks AJ to take care of her kids.
Oh, my... Is this, like, a scam? Is she being tested?
1762 French scam.
Everybody's just trying to work for my kids. Yeah. And then they just... Or it's, like, 1762?
Later. It's a little later because she's, like, 13 or 14 at this point.
1762 era punked. She's on a prank street reality show.
Yep. And
and everybody's watching from the forest, and she just goes, yeah, I ain't got nothing else going on. It's kind of weird because someone else just asked me if I could watch their kid, and then they just ran off. But you're not going to do that, right? And
yeah.
He's like, no.
And next week on the prank show, mm-hmm. she gets to rub some strange substance into the brother of the leader of North Korea's
yep. eyes. Yeah. It's perfect.
Yep.
That's tracks. How it's been the same company the entire time. Okay. Anyways.
So this lady comes up to her, this different lady, Madame Colbert, and is like, come take care of my kids. And so AJ does. She's only 16 at this point, but she was teaching Madame Colbert kids everything under the sun, including operatic singing.
I have a question.
Yes?
Operatic singing is very fun. That's not my question. Any relation to Stephen Colbert?
That's 200 years of history I did not look at.
Okay, just wondering. Did it wear wigs?
Everyone in France is either Colbert or like...
I need to give a quick explanation, just real quick, because I feel bad for the listeners. Because Annabelle said this to me earlier when we were listening to the... We were re-listening to the cheese episode, and she was like... People that don't get the wigs joke, just like, it doesn't make sense. Because she's quoting a, like, meme video that went around of two actors from the Lord of the Rings.
And my sister sent this to me, too. Mm-hmm. But
do you wear wigs?
But that's not what we're quoting.
But that's not what we're...
I don't even know what we're quoting at this point.
So
we say it every fucking episode.
So what happened was you were talking... It was one of the first fucking episodes we did.
I know.
And you were talking about the wig party. And I looked you and I asked if they wore wigs. And you said, I don't know. And I said, why not? And ever since then, whenever I ask a dumb question that I know you don't know the answer to, I ask if they wear wigs.
Yes. Well, I do the same thing, but I didn't know where it came from.
Yeah, that's where it comes from. Every single time. And I'm not like, but I also am quoting the Lord of the Rings interview that we will have linked on the blog. Do you wear wigs? When will you wear wigs?
Did they wear wigs?
Have you worn wigs?
So, did you have a wig level question? Wig party level question for me?
No, but I did just say, did they wear wigs?
I missed. Didn't.
Any relation to Stephen Colbert?
Oh, right.
Did he wear a wig? Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyways.
She's working for Madame Colbert, teaching everything under the sun, including operatic singing.
Stephen Colbert's great, 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 great grandma.
Yep. Eventually, the entire clan, AJ included, are at Madame Colbert's London home.
Ooh.
And a rich English man spots AJ.
Yeah.
He's interested.
And he's 69 obsessed. On the floor.
Horned up. So naturally, he stalks Madame Colbert's house.
Uh-huh.
He waits for a night when Madame Colbert is out.
Uh-huh.
And he enters the home.
Okay.
Which... Already red flag.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
Why are we doing that?
Yep. He begs for AJ to elope with him. Romantic as fuck. She tells him abso-fucking-lutely not.
Yeah, get out.
So, like, already, he's stalking her.
Did she know?
Like, what a weirdo.
Did she know of him? Like, was she aware that this man was just like, we gotta get married. We gotta get married.
I don't know. I feel like it's a you situation. Like, the Netflix series. Yeah. So, naturally, he abducts her because she says no. He's like, well, you're coming with me anyway. They move to Paris. Fuck.
This is just...
She had a good job. She had a good thing going. The first good thing in her life before this.
With just... Stephen Colbert's great times for grandma, she was having the best life. And then, what's his ass McFuckface decides to be a dumb white man who thinks that everybody just owes him everything. Shut up. Men aren't allowed to talk.
Literally.
I hate them. Let me speak. I hate them, and I hate this dude.
Yeah, worst thing ever. Shortly after moving to Paris with this fuckface.
I don't think she really moved. I don't think moved is the word. I think she was relocated.
Right.
Without consent.
But then, you know. The Englishman comes of age and inherits his family fortune. So
How old was he?
I don't know. She's like 16, 17 at the time.
Okay.
So. I mean, he gets old enough to inherit the family fortune.
Yeah, all right, okay.
And he becomes lavish as hell.
Yeah.
He's buying Bentleys. He's got bottle service at every club.
Oh.
He's got season tickets on the 50.
Period.
And AJ follows suit. She's like, well, if this is my life, I might as fucking well.
Let's have some fun. Let's 69 everywhere.
Let's have some fun. This beat is stick.
Stick. This beat is stick. And also, here's this disco stick you got figured out. I don't know how to work it. I'm not even sure what you do. Oops.
Oopsie.
Anyways.
We're discoing.
Mm-hmm.
It's 1787. Englishman, he disappears back to England.
Okay.
Leaving her behind with 200,000 livres. The French currency at the time. And usually I'm pretty good at converting this to something rational that can make sense of. But, I have no fucking clue. There were 200,000 of them, whatever they were. It could have been pennies. I have no fucking clue what the equivalent is. And I looked.
But okay, if he's living a lavish lifestyle and shit, then that means it's probably a good chunk of cash.
I would hope.
You know? He's inherited all this fortune and he probably was just like, yeah, you know what?
Or it's nothing. Or it's like $2. Yeah. He's like, here's $2 to your name.
Well, what happens next? Maybe we can do some deductive reasoning.
My next word. So what's next? At some point, AJ met a renowned Italian tenor, Giacomo David.
Oh.
David? I don't know.
David.
He helps convince her to pursue a career in singing.
Uh-huh.
And so she finds a castrato teacher named Giusto Fernando Tenducci.
Ah, yeah. Wait. Italian. Pepperoni spaghetti, mamma mia. There we go.
She can't afford Tenducci's lesson price.
Okay.
So she and Tenducci's attorney draft an agreement. Little did AJ know, Tenducci was planning on scamming her out of her money because he had debts of his own.
Oh no! Tenducci, what the hell, man? Tenducci.
But then, suddenly, AJ's dad dies.
Oh my god! Poor girl can't get a fucking break, man.
Right? So she's no longer enamored and obsessed with Tenducci's plan.
She's like, my dad died. I literally don't care anymore.
Yeah.
I don't care how much pasta and spaghetti you try to feed me.
Yeah. She's like, uh-uh.
A pizza pie.
But Tenducci convinces her to travel to Genoa, Italy with him, under the impression she would be reimbursed for travel expenses. So by 1788, they're in Genoa.
Okay.
And AJ has realized what Tenducci is up to. Her friends and lawyers insist Tenducci's agreements are invalid, so she can leave.
Okay.
Is that making sense so far?
Yeah, I think so. Wait.
So, dad dies.
Yeah.
She's kicking the buck. No, kicking the can is not the phrase. She's kicking rocks. What's the sad? Down on her.
Sad. Sad is good. She's fucking sad.
She's fucking sad. She's like, I don't even want to do this opera thing anymore.
Yeah.
And
life has no meaning. Tenducci, I don't care about Tenducci.
Around. Yeah. Tenducci comes around and is like, hey, let's go to Italy. And she's like, no. And he's like, yes, I'll pay you.
Okay.
And I'll cover your travel expenses. She's like, fine. Fuck it.
So she goes.
Sign me up.
Yeah. So she goes to Italy with him.
Genoa.
Okay. Yeah.
And then she realizes this guy's slimy as hell.
Yeah.
And then her lawyers are like, yeah, everything you've signed is just not fair. So you could just leave.
Oh.
But she's poor. She needs money.
Yeah. Like,
she couldn't afford the trip there.
Yeah.
And he hasn't paid her for the trip there.
Out of all the things that have happened to her, it's not that bad. At least she didn't get re-abducted, re-kidnapped.
Yeah, but at this point, she's in her early 20s. She should be, like, taking care of herself. Yeah. Also, being a single French woman at that time.
That's true. Yeah. Like, never mind. Her life sucks. I'm sorry. I was trying to look at the positive thing. I was trying to make it positive.
It's the worst thing ever. Yeah.
She ain't got no money, man.
She got no money.
It's hard out here on the French, Italian streets.
Exactly.
They're really narrow. Fit a Fiat through there and that's it.
No Bentleys.
Fiat only.
So AJ reaches out to her friends and banker acquaintances. She finally gets the funds to move to Rome. And in Rome, what?
Okay, I said Fiat only. And then in my brain, I said, Italian only fans, only Fiats.
It's just pictures of cars and spaghetti.
Cars full of spaghetti.
Inside of my Fiat, covered with cheese.
Okay. I lost my pony. All right, I gotta. Somebody unplug my worms. Please. I don't want them worms. I want them worms, my brain, man.
So she's in Rome.
Yeah.
She hears of a revolution happening back home in France.
Ooh. And is AJ's it the French life. Revolution?
It sure fucking is. How'd you guess?
I'm really good at history and dates.
Yep.
And especially geography.
Especially today. AJ's intrigued.
Uh-huh.
fucky chairs at fucky tables. She's all about it.
Yeah.
Down with Louis the 16th.
Let's do it.
She's invested. She's dressing in men's clothing to get into dude bro clubs to talk about dude bro government.
Yeah.
AJ's learning all she can about the events going on.
Secret
she
agent.
Moves to Versailles to attend the National Assembly meetings and then moves back to Paris when the National Assembly meetings start being held there.
Yeah.
She's just bouncing around France.
She's
like
a traveling businesswoman.
Exactly. Man. Exactly. Businessman.
Businessman.
In the front. Businesswoman.
In the back.
She's doing it all. It is her time. It is her place. She's everything, everywhere, all at once. And in January 1790, she and Gilbert Romay, a French politician, create Société des Amis de la Loi, or Society Friends of the Law.
Down here at Society Friends of the Law, we supply you with a lawyer and also a friend.
Société des Amis de la Loi.
Okay.
I'm sure that's not how you say that.
Sounds good to me. I don't know.
Well, this new club did not last long.
Yeah.
But it encouraged AJ.
Mm-hmm.
There were people out there trying to fight the same damn fight she was fighting.
Yeah.
She was frustrated by the opportunities for female patriots. She wanted mixed sex patriotic clubs and women only patriotic clubs, but they were hard to find.
Yeah.
She wanted more. She didn't want to keep having to dress in men's clothing just to participate in this discourse.
I'm really trying to figure out what this has to fucking do with 69. Are we going to get there?
Well, we will.
Oh, okay, perfect. Yeah.
Painting pictures, not timeline. Well, this is a timeline.
I've just really
painting
been...
timelines, not pictures.
I've just really been trying to put together the pieces, and I don't know where this is going at all.
It's going.
It's going. We're with AJ, and she's doing stuff for women, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So, AJ.
Yeah.
Alanis Dorsett is fighting. She's becoming popular.
Alanis Dorsett.
The Mail-run Royalist Press, the press that's supporting King Louis, hates this.
Okay.
They fucking hate her.
Yeah.
They dubbed her the Patriot's Whore and the Female War Chief, which, I think they meant Female War Chief to be derogatory. And honestly, it just sounds badass as hell.
Yeah, Patriot's Whore is a sick band name, first of all.
Female War Chief?
Female War Chief is a great nickname. That's what they used to call me in high school. Female War Chief.
You the chief of the female war.
Of all the wars.
Of the war on females.
Of the war on females. I'm the chief of it. I hate women. Okay,
so
sorry.
Press fucking hates her.
Yeah.
Around this time, Royalist Press also starts referring to her as Théogonie de Mercœur.
Which means?
So it's a name based on her birthplace.
Okay.
And they did this because going by a name with your birthplace in it is an outdated practice.
Yeah.
So patriots, the people that she's fighting with, don't like this.
Yeah.
The Royalist Press is basically just switching her name.
Right.
Just to undermine her.
Yeah. Got it.
Which is just fucked.
Yeah. Slap to the face.
Yeah. And today, most sources, like everything I looked at, labels her as Théogonie de Mercœur.
Oh.
But out of respect, we're not doing that today.
Yeah, her name's AJ.
Yeah, we're using Anne Joseph Terwanya.
Alanis Dorsett.
Alanis Dorsett, because fuck all that noise. Back on track.
Mm-hmm.
Tabloids are throwing AJ in the gutter, saying she was shameless and that any man in government could fairly claim to be a father of her child.
Okay, run that by me again, please.
So tabloids are saying that she's so shameless that any man in government could fairly claim that she's the mother of their child, or to be a father of her child.
And so what?
City buses also get around town.
Yeah. Trains also have go through stations. You know what I mean?
Yeah, misogyny, slut shaming, the whole gambit in the Sunday morning paper.
Ugh.
Slut-shamed in the Sunday morning paper.
Ugh.
And it sold. Her name was front and center.
Oh, boy.
Most French revolutionaries were only interested in the rights of men, not women.
Yeah.
She was painted as this shameless libertine who is sexually involved with the people. And everyone read it. But it's also in these papers that AJ gets her fame. She's credited as leading the October Days, which is the Women's March on Versailles in early October 1789.
Yeah.
A very, very, very long, complicated story, cut very short, about October Days.
Yeah.
How this happened.
Yeah.
France is falling apart.
Yeah.
Bastille was stormed 3 months earlier.
Okay.
French women get together and occupy Versailles in the thousands.
Yeah.
They riot. Women. Take over the palace.
Yeah.
And this marks King Louis' spiraling decline that would end up with him beheaded in 1793. Point being, royalist, so supporting King Louis, pamphlets are crediting Our Lady AJ as leading October Days.
Mm-hmm.
Which also, I see the whole October Days and the Women's March on Versailles, they're the same thing.
Right.
And I think October Days is easier to say.
Yeah.
But I knew what October Days was, and I didn't realize that it involved women or that it was mostly women run.
Yeah.
So it's interesting how stuff is written and like how we interpret it based on that.
Yeah. One thing can have many different names.
Mm-hmm. So this whole, she's the leader, this is her like thing that she created.
Yeah, this is her club.
Yeah. It doesn't seem 100% true.
Oh.
And I'm sure she played her part. It was definitely a team effort.
Right.
But the Royals papers are trying to throw her under the cart, the bus.
The car. The wagon.
The wagon.
The horse led wagon.
They really don't like her. So if they are saying that this lady's in charge, that she's their kingpin.
Yeah.
Like, she looks worse.
Right, right.
But
she's
definitely involved.
It's a witch hunt.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the deal is, without being credited in Royalist papers, we may not know about her.
Right.
Her life may not have been documented at all. People might not have given a rat's ass who she was. Yeah.
It's one of those again.
Yeah. It's like...
like, I'm cool. I love learning about AJ, but like, I want to learn about her for the right reasons, not the wrong reasons that the media is trying to create.
But we also don't know, because this is the weird thing about looking at history that's this old.
Yeah.
Is it's written by people from that time.
Right.
And... it's going to be French people. So, like, there's historians that have tried to write, as in correct, what's been written in the past.
Right.
But, like, we really don't know.
It's all up for interpretation, bro.
Like, who fucking knows?
Yeah.
She could have been in a chariot, like, leading the Women's March on Versailles.
Yeah,
it doesn't sound like that's the case.
Right. Physical
Yeah.
evidence showing that.
Exactly.
Except for these writings. These fucking pamphlets.
Yeah.
They keep giving me these goddamn pamphlets.
Exactly. Winter comes and goes.
Okay.
It's May 1790. AJ is in weak shape. The Royalist press is reading her to filth. She's suffering financially.
Oh, no.
So she flees.
Bye.
Back home to Marcourt.
Mm-hmm.
There she goes on to Liège.
Mm-hmm.
There, some Austrian government officers see her, and they decide to abduct her back to an Austrian fortress.
What? Why? Leave her alone!
Because they've been reading the Royalist papers. They see all this shit, and they're like, that's the lady that's trying to overthrow the French government.
Yeah. We gotta get her!
And
we
so
gotta
they put fucking her in a box. Do, and they interrogate her.
They interrogate her.
It was...
No, I know. Cheese grater.
Yeah. They just... yeah, new form of waterboarding.
Yeah. Cheese grater on the feet.
Ew.
Yeah.
No.
Get all your calluses off.
Actually, I kind of want to try that now.
I have one in my shower. You want to try it later?
In your shower?
Yeah.
A cheese grater?
No, not a cheese... it's a foot file for calluses, but it looks like a cheese grater.
What?
It basically is a cheese grater.
You're going to have to show me this.
I will. I absolutely will. Cheese grater torture. They just cheese grate the bottom of her feet raw.
She's like, I'm ticklish.
Until she...
So, Austrian government thinks she's the kingpin of the entire operation.
Yeah.
And that she led October Days, the Women's March on Versailles, threatened the royal family, and is basically just causing havoc for the French.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we have no clue if she's actually causing havoc or just being a nuisance for the royalist press.
Right.
So, the Austrians interrogate AJ for a month. And... they discover most of the things the royalists were saying about her are completely false.
Oh.
And her interrogator?
Yeah.
He realizes AJ's got a lot going on. She's got depression, insomnia, migraines, and she's coughing up blood.
They had all those diagnoses back in the 1790s?
I don't think they did.
Were the diagnoses wearing wigs? Were the diagnoses wearing wigs?
No, but they were voting wig party.
Got it. Got it. Remember when I asked you if this was going to be a worm brain episode? And you said no. And I said, okay. I just made it one. I kidnapped all my worms. I took them to France.
Englishman style.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
God.
So this interrogator is realizing that she's got a lot going on.
Yeah.
And he's like, maybe the only person that, like, actually stands up for AJ and shows her any sort of love, except for Madame Colbert.
Yeah.
But he's like, no, we're not going to keep doing this because this is clearly not the person.
He's so, a little cop buddy.
Yeah. He releases her and she returns to Paris.
Okay, well. I'd hang out with that guy a little longer.
Me too.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Maybe for the rest of my life. You want to get married? You're the only nice one.
I have depression and I'm coughing up blood.
And insomnia. What do you have? Do you want to do each other? Do you want a 69?
Exactly. The end.
That's the whole story.
So she returns to Paris, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's welcomed home as a hero. By all these fake bitches. Mm-mm. But who cares? Mm-mm. She takes it in stride. AJ starts campaigning for women's rights, especially for women's rights to bear arms.
Yeah.
And in March 1792...
I got bear arms right here, baby. Thank you, AJ.
Exactly. And in March 1792, starts trying to recruit a battalion of women to defend the city. But people don't like this idea.
Mm-hmm.
Women are for cooking, not fighting.
Yeah.
So AJ is...
We cook all of our women, and we eat them up in a little stew. Women are for cooking, not for eating. Women are for cooking, not for fighting.
Exactly. So AJ's denounced. People don't like that she wants to make cook a battalion of only women.
Yeah.
So she gets quiet. She's like, fine, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to make placards to hang around town to encourage women to be patriotic.
Yeah.
And the people that welcomed her back to Paris as a hero a couple months ago, they see this and they fucking hate her. They're like, what are these? Excuse me?
Wait, you think you're just going to tell our women what to do?
Right.
That's our job.
That's our job. So a group of women get together in May 1793 and attack AJ while she's giving a speech.
Oh my God.
Strip her naked.
A group of women?
Yes.
Okay.
They get together.
Yeah. Like, we're going to go prank this chick.
Yeah. So they attack her while she's giving a speech.
Yeah.
Strip her naked and beat her.
Ugh. Nasty.
And if you want a happy ending, go watch Disney, because after this attack, AJ's behavior goes downhill.
Yeah.
She's been mistreated one too many times.
Right.
On September 20th, 1794, she's certified insane and put into an asylum. Which, like...
I don't fucking blame her, man.
Yeah.
You know?
No kidding.
Just retire early, hit up the asylum, and just, you know, vibe.
But also, like, asylums aren't... It's not a place...
No, it's not a fun place. And it's not a place you go to get better.
And it's not a place you have a choice of, like, even wanting to be rehabilitated, like, beforehand. Even if you have a chance, like, you can end up there and you're totally sane.
Mm-hmm.
And this, like, again, she could have been totally fine, and somebody said she's a witch, and
she's crazy.
So,
this episode is about gaslighting.
Basically,
that's what this theme is.
And, like, again, these are just records that other people wrote saying that she's certified insane and that she's intermittently lucid and, like, talking about the revolution.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. For 23 years.
23 years she did that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Poor girl.
And on June 1817, AJ gets sick and dies at the age of 55. So I want to just recap all that before I tell you why the hell I brought her up.
Okay.
That's fucking sick.
Yeah. Right?
So AJ's born.
Yep.
Mom dies immediately.
Yep.
Her family passes her around like a game of hot potato.
Yep.
She leaves her family.
Yep.
She gets abused at her first couple jobs. Gets abducted by a rich man. Gets comfortable. Then he dips.
Yep.
She then tries to pursue opera, but a greedy man shuts that down real quick. She hears of a revolution, and she joins. AJ is mocked for being a woman. She still does the revolution thing, despite that. Royalist papers write about her, which may be the only reason we know about her today.
Mm-hmm.
Then she's jailed by the Austrians. Her interrogator sympathizes for her and returns her home. She's welcomed back to France as a hero, but months later, her fans hate her for fighting for women's rights. Her literal woman fans, former fans that are women.
Yeah.
beat her so much she can no longer handle it, and she gets put into an asylum at the age of 32 and lives almost half her life there before she gets sick and dies.
And it's all because people just hate women. Like, that's really it. People fucking hate women.
Like, she, I think, has the worst life of anyone we've ever spoke about on this podcast.
Yeah. Like, so God, why are you making me sad? What's...
Right. But the crazy thing is that we fucking know about her today. Mm-hmm. Like, if the press didn't abuse her, we probably wouldn't.
Right.
And so what the fuck, Colin? Why are we talking about her?
Yeah. Did someone, like, I don't know.
Did someone 69 her?
Did someone 69 on top of these documents or something?
Well...
Oh, boy.
Glad you asked.
Oh, boy.
In 1790, a French work called The Horror's Catechism is published.
Okay.
In it, they mention a term, soixante neuf, or 69.
Uh-huh.
And who do they credit as the author?
Oh, no fucking way.
Alanis Jorissette herself.
Oh.
And Joseph Terwanya. Good old AJ is the first cited person to call it 69.
Period.
Before this, the Kama Sutra called it the Congress of a Crow.
Okay.
And the ancient Chinese yin and yang symbol literally shows the male and female symbol in the same position. But it was good old AJ in 1790 who was the first person cited as calling it soixante neuf, 69.
Period. Okay, live on forever. R.I.P. in absolute peace, Alanis Jorissette. We love you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Go off. 69ing sucks, but like, you did the best you could with what you got.
Literally.
And you were 69ing dudes the whole time. Maybe chicks, who knows?
I hope she's 69 everyone.
I hope she's 69 everyone. All the time. Maybe that's why the press hated her. They were like, she's doing weird stuff.
She's really good at sex and nobody can figure out why.
Yeah. 69.
Literally.
Wow.
Before we go, I want to redirect your eyes to a slideshow posted on episode 69 on our blog, warinabasement.com.
Okay.
Wikipedia.
Oh boy.
It's usually pretty tame.
Yeah.
But apparently, if you throw sex at it, there's absolutely no filter.
There's no censoring on Wikipedia?
Not really, no.
Oh, boy.
The slideshow is a collection of images from different Wikipedia pages related to sex.
Let me put my readers on for this one. Let me see here.
Basically, they're all overly specific. It's basically softcore porn. So Sierra is now looking through the slideshow. What happened was I was drafting this episode out, and I was on the phone with... my dear friend Chloe.
Colin.
And I realized
that this one is a moment.
She's looking at the one that says oral
the
sex.
The oral sex one is a moment. I'd frame that in my house.
Yeah, yeah. There's one
he's
in there.
He's singing into a little microphone.
There's a line art one that I would do. But we realized how explicit the Wikipedia, like the cover photo or the first photo on Wikipedia sex articles is always so explicit. And it's, like, overly detailed. Like, they do not need that much detail of pubes and, like, skin texture. But they do it anyway. Because why the fuck not?
This is fucking funny.
Right? Read the description on that one. She's looking at nipple stimulation right now.
The back crocheting?
For those that aren't looking at the blog,
a little sweater.
The nipple stimulation photo for Wikipedia is these two ladies, Colin, sitting up front, smiling with their breasts hanging out.
One's just
pinching the nipple,
pinky out, by the way,
of the other girl. And in the back, there's a lady like crocheting. Or doing some kind of art, she's knitting a little scarf back there, man.
She's into it too, and these two are just being gay up here. Oh, man. All right. Now I understand why you said you were horny today.
That's not why.
Yeah, sure.
No, literally.
Sure. Wikipedia porn, huh?
Just wanking off to the...
You wanking off to Wikipedia. Get out. No, I'm just kidding.
I have one more thing for you.
Perfect.
It's kind of a notes app thought. All right. It was a notes app thought, then I realized it was related.
Yeah.
Apparently, BYU is dealing with an outbreak of pediculus pubis. Pediculus?
Let me see the word. Pediculosis.
Ah. Pediculosis pubis.
Uh-huh. Does that have something to do with the feet?
No, it's also known as crabs. Okay, but apparently, the outbreak... is actually armpit crabs, which begs the question, How the fuck does that happen? How the fuck does that happen?
Okay, so telling me that not only do the Mormons rub their dicks and vaginas on each other's armpits or something, but also no one is shaving the damn armpits.
Well, do you have to have hair to get crabs?
That's what I thought. Do you have to have hair to get crabs? Can we Google it real quick?
Britannica in the corner says, I don't know. Wikipedia will know and it'll show you a photo.
Do you need pubes to get crabs?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you do.
That would make sense if you could.
Yeah. Wait, but they can also be found on other parts of the body where a person has coarse hair, such as armpits, eyelashes, and facial hair. Anyone can get crabs, Colin, including the weirdos at BYU.
No, but what I'm saying is, that means that people are having unprotected sex with armpits for funsies.
Yeah.
Did you think that was a thing?
My question, though, with the whole crabs thing, is if it's only people having crabs in their armpit with that and not in their genital area.
Is it only in the armpits or is it a little bit of this, a little bit of that?
I don't know. I just know that there's an armpit crab outbreak at BYU.
Did you know that there is a Alaskan crab shortage?
They took them.
They different should crab. Get together.
Okay, this article. Okay, this is about crabs. All right, just the other kind. We'll get back on crabs. So my phone suggests the news articles to me often, right? And I like to open them up and then save them for when we're on the podcast. So here's the first one. Researcher hacks into backend for network of smart jacuzzis. We're just hacking into jacuzzis now.
Do they have cameras or something?
I don't know. Didn't read it. Just saw the article and
ha
said,
ha, you have extra bubbles.
I gotta say, oh no. Oh no, they hacked my jacuzzi. It's too hot. Okay, next one. This has to do with crabs. Alaska snow crab season canceled as officials investigate disappearance of an estimated 1 billion crabs. Now, when I and my tiny brain, exactly, my brain said, who took the crabs?
BYU.
They disappeared and BYU took all the crabs. BYU took all the Alaskan snow crabs and we're not having crab.
Go find a Mormon, look in their armpits.
Look in their armpits. They've got all the crabs.
You'll save the fishing industry.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah. Crabbing industry?
The crabbing industry. That's it.
Here's a Notes App Thought listener submission.
Oh.
Something Aaron, my sister, wants to feed to a little pilgrim boy.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And actually, it's not feeding. She wants to show a little pilgrim boy.
Okay.
A modern day horror film. Chucky and Chill.
That's a Chucky and Chill is a movie?
No.
Oh, that's what you would call it?
Yeah. Like, show, find a little pilgrim boy. Chucky,
and just sit him down. Netflix and chill with.
And show him a fucking.
Chucky. Yeah. Annabelle.
This is how she described it to me. Already, 1980s horror films aren't that scary.
Right.
So, like, somebody in 1980s thinking that that horror film is scary, if you show them a 2022 horror film, they'd be kind of freaked out, right?
Right.
Because they're like, this is so fucking real.
Or just so confused.
Yeah, that too. Like, what's a cell phone?
Right. What's that rectangle and why is it glowing?
But can you imagine showing a little pilgrim boy?
Oh my God. Poltergeist? Insidious?
You would need 3 diapers for that little
or pilgrim boy. Or The Witch? You ever seen God. The Witch?
Maybe.
Blair Witch Project?
I don't know.
Witches of Waverly Place.
Yes, I've seen that one.
It's Wizards of Waverly ever. Place. Goosebumps. Show a little pilgrim boy Goosebumps.
Spooky.
Mother. Mother is the most intense movie I've literally ever seen in my life with Jennifer Lawrence and that really hot guy. Don't remember his name. Jennifer Lawrence is in it, though.
Ah, I have one more.
Okay.
How the fuck does pasta work?
All right. Okay. No. No, 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 no. Because listen. Because
I don't get it. I don't get it. You put it in boiling water and it decides to be soft?
Okay, things Colin. Don't just decide to do things, Colin. It's science.
That's not what I'm saying, but I don't understand the science. I understand.
Do you know what a carbohydrate is?
No. I mean, I know what a molecularly, I'm sure is what you're asking.
Yes.
No, but I do know what it is in terms of, like, if I looked at a food, I would know what a carb... Like, right. If something is a carb or not.
It all has to do with the molecular structure.
I know how to balance a diet, but I don't know anything about biology.
How
or
you heat it up and...
Biology.
In what,
you know what I mean?
And how you heat it up and in what form you heat it up with changes its molecular structure.
You're fucking kidding me.
Don't fucking
pasta gets, pasta changes, like, the molecular structure changes.
I'm pretty sure. I might just be a giant fucking idiot.
I thought it just got wet.
I'm pretty sure that's the only thing I ever learned in my fucking chemistry class.
But see, what I don't understand...
What, is the, like, molecules just get wet?
Like, okay. Pasta is, in some regards, as hard as some types of rock.
Okay.
But if you put a rock in...
That's because of the... molecular,
like,
structure.
I know,
of
like,
the-
okay, a salt rock will dissolve, yes, in water. And I know this is so fucking stupid.
Colin, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Can you eat a rock?
No.
Right. Because the molecular structure of a rock is different from a carbohydrate, which is something digestible.
I just don't
so
get
it's,
it. So
its molecular it. Structure can change like when you eat it and then you poop it out.
Okay, I understand all of that. Like, that makes total sense to me.
You're just confused on how the pasta goes from hard to soft?
And, yeah, like...
And why? I don't know. And I don't know if the pasta was wearing wigs either. And I don't know if the molecules are wearing wigs.
Definitely.
Yeah, Annabelle, go ahead. Dork. Dweeb.
So, I want you to visualize something.
Okay.
You are in Italy, and you go to somewhere and you get some really good pasta. They make their pasta fresh. As soon as they're done cutting it into the form, it gets cooked.
Right, rather
it's
than
not
being
hard.
Dried. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is processed, dehydrated pasta that is rehydrated with water, which softens it how it would be.
Right.
So it's not really, like, in a way, I guess it's like the molecular structure, but also...
When you dehydrate anything,
you're taking the moisture out of it.
That raises the other question that is something that I don't understand. How soft is the pasta dough when you have the pasta? Because, like, if I were to put a loaf of bread into water, that's different. I don't, like, it's such a big misunderstanding of, like...
Loaves of... Because loaves of bread aren't baked in water, Colin. Because that is not dehydrated. Bread is not gluten. Just dehydrated carbs.
I know this doesn't make any fucking sense, but that's what I'm saying. It doesn't make sense to me.
No,
either.
It makes perfect sense to us. It makes perfect sense. Because pasta, the pasta that you're thinking about, right? The hard fucking pasta in a box.
Factory
that's
pasta.
Dehydrated carbohydrates.
Right.
Okay? Bread is carbs, but also yeast. Okay? So it cooks differently.
Like, okay, I get...
Yeast changed the complete molecular structure
So
of bread.
Here's the deal, sisters. I understand every word you're saying. No, it's one of those things that will never make sense to me.
Just like how electricity doesn't make sense
exactly.
to me.
Exactly.
I don't get it.
I will forever, like, pasta, not something I'm ever going to understand.
You can tell me all about pasta, but I will not listen.
Exactly. Like, it's not going to make sense to me. I'm sorry.
Annabelle's going to be upset for the rest of the night because of this. I hope you know that.
Oh,
look
God.
At her. She's pissed.
Yeah,
we just spent so much time trying to explain pasta. The great pasta debacle.
Like, I understand from the pasta debacle. Like, I understand it. I know how ice melts into water, and if you freeze it, if you get it cold,
that's
and you
not
take
the
away,
same thing.
No, but I'm saying. Like, I understand how that works, and that makes perfect sense. I have zero questions. But it will forever be magic to me that when you put something hard into a boiling pot of water, it gets soft.
Have you heard of Jell-O?
That shit is magic, too.
No, it really is. I'm gonna be there. Why do you have to put hot water and then cold water and then it just works?
I don't know.
Molecular structure.
Molecular structure. This episode, Steve, is all about the molecular structure of the number 69.
And Alanis Jorissette.
And Alanis Jorissette. And donut holes. Don't. See, no. And that's another thing that you don't want to understand and that you're okay with not understanding and living in your blissfully ignorant little world. Just like me, bitch. Isn't it fun?
It's so fun.
You just believe whatever you want. To a certain extent, all right? I still follow the laws of the country and the state. All right?
Amen.
I just don't...
Amen to following laws.
...want to understand electricity. And Colin doesn't want to understand pasta. And we're in a basement, and if you enjoy this, please go give us 5 stars and suffer egos just so we can get more people to and listen to us. And hopefully
somebody can explain pasta to me. Yeah. And light bulbs to Sierra.
No, I don't. I don't want it.
I don't really want to understand pasta. I'm happy where I am now. Like, if I lose that, that's my one thing I'm hanging on since childhood.
Yeah.
Like, if I lose that, I'm no longer a child at heart.
We have to go, Colin. I can't do this anymore. I've laughed
the worms
so much.
Have retired.
The worms.
Abby's going to bed.
I'm giving Colin's worms back to him because I abducted them for a bit. But yeah, go give us a follow on Instagram and Twitter and tell us what you would show or feed to a little pilgrim boy if you could go back in time.
What you would shove up your pussy for clout.
And
or if you don't have a pussy, some other hole.
Who you would 69, just in general.
Yeah, who would you 69?
Because 69ing is horrible, so it better be someone good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Alanis Jorissette.
Exactly.
Example number one. Join us next week when we talk about...
Ooh.
Bye.
Bye.